The last interesting thing to me about this that I want to mention is that if the hypothesis is true, and if the curve is an accurate representation of the growth of tumors, then we don't have to kill cancer cells necessarily to be able to cure patients. What we have to do is we have to affect those parameters so that each tumor doesn't grow very large. So increase the cell death slightly or increase the geometry, the spatial arrangement of the cells on the periphery of the tumor where the growth occurs. I'm very encouraged by the experts in cancer stem cells who have assured me that they find cancer stem cells on the periphery of tumors, not in the core of tumors, colon cancer and breast cancer in particular where that's been shown. So that if we can somehow make these stem cells deposit themselves in the tumor in a more diffuse pattern rather than in such a dense pattern, that may be enough to be able to convert a malignant cancer to a benign mass. And this is something that might be very amenable to chemical intervention with monoclonal antibodies or small molecules or even vaccines. We right now are actively pursuing finding what the targets are that are responsible for these phenomena so then we can work with our colleagues in developing chemical intervention.
To what extent is this sort of out there and being discussed? I certainly haven't heard
anything. Well, I've been talking about it for a few years now as a hypothesis, sort of ill-formed, but we really have it presented in sufficiently sophisticated detail that people can start to think about it and start to think about what to do with it. It's in a recent publication in Nature Medicine.
And what kind of reaction are you getting to this? What kind of criticism?
I haven't gotten much in the way criticism yet, frankly, which is nice, but that of course just means that it's a young theory. What I'm getting is exactly what I'd want to get, which is I'm getting a lot of interest in doing experiments to explore the phenomenon from really top scientists. We just recently in New York had our scientific and public meeting of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We have 115 scientists that are supported by that foundation, including some of the top people in the breast cancer field. And there was a lot of discussion. I had the opportunity to present this theory at a scientific symposium that we had a few days ago. And there was a lot of discussion about experiments that could be done and I hope will be done to explore the phenomenon. A lot of clinicians have come up to me, however, which is also extremely encouraging, have given me clinical examples where the theory makes sense. Things that they have observed in the clinic, such as spontaneous regression, such as carcinoma of unknown primary. These are ideas that were really handed to me by clinicians who heard this, such as why ductal carcinoma in situ can look so malignant and be so benign. Clinicians with clinical experience have thought about this and have said it does explain mysteries that are in the clinic that might be explained by this.